They are a people walking in darkness. Well, we see here the Savior of the world coming into the scene. And just like a good shepherd, like what he promised in his preaching, he says, I am the good shepherd. I go seek out the one who is lost. That's what he's doing here. The Lord is right there looking for the lost people of Israel and telling them to repent. Now, as we all know, to repent is to turn away from your sinful ways and go back to the Lord. But we need to add another layer of understanding when we say to repent. Because a slave could repent from the things that he did, wrong things that he did to the master. And then that restores the slave-master relationship. But for us, Jesus calls us friends. We are not his slaves. And so when we repent to the Lord, we restore that friendly relationship, but not only friendly relationship, because according to John in the first reading today, we are sons and daughters. We are sons and daughters of God. He's not so much as our master as he is our dad. He has given us the spirit that calls him Abba, Daddy. You see, so when we repent, we restore that relationship, that we are sons and daughters. Sons and daughters, you know, which reminds us of that beautiful story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son, after sinning, said, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me just like one of your slaves. But the father said, no, you are my son. And so he put the ring on his finger and put on a robe that signified that this is my son, my beloved. That's who we are in the eyes of God. That's the message of Epiphany. That's the message of Christmas that continues to linger through in these days as we wait for the baptism of the Lord. May our reception of the Eucharist today make us remember with great acuity that we are children of God, that He is our Father, and that He looks at us lovingly and wait for our return. We are a people walking in darkness too, but there's always hope because God is our Father and He welcomes us home.